T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have a very special guest right now. Bruce Steele is with us. He is the man who put together the book, One Day at Disney. He's joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Bruce, welcome to KDK Radio. Good to have you.
Good to be here.
You don't have to love everything Disney to love Disney, do you?
No, I mean, the whole point in the One Day at Disney book is to show the great scope of the Disney company.
You know, one of the things that I was surprised by is that when you think about Disney, obviously we think about Orlando, Florida, and we think about Anaheim, California, but Disney is seemingly everywhere.
Disney is everywhere. This book covers 24 hours, but the day actually lasts for more like 40 hours because we started in Tokyo, Japan, and ended up in Hawaii about 40 hours later.
Talk about the idea of how this came about. What made you think about doing a book like this?
Well, the idea came from Bob Iger, who's the CEO of the company, who wanted to show all the great jobs people have that a lot of people don't know about at the Disney company. And the idea is to take an ordinary day and show all the people at their job all over the world doing really interesting things.
Yeah. Once again, Bruce Steele is with us. Now this book, it's like the perfect coffee table book, isn't it?
It is a coffee table book. It's full of, it's hundreds and hundreds of beautiful photographs, and every single photograph was shot on the same day, February 21st of this year, at various Disney properties, not just the theme parks, think of the theme parks, but also ESPN and Lucasfilm and ABC and Marvel and all of these different parts of the Walt Disney Company.
Talk about the work that went into determining the shots and where and who, because when you look at the total number of employees that Disney has, I mean, obviously you couldn't get everyone. So how did you come up with who ultimately would be in?
Well, it's a photo book, so obviously we wanted people who would have jobs that would photograph well. So there aren't a lot of photographs of people sitting at desks typing at computers, crunching numbers.
Yeah, right.
People sitting at desks crunching numbers. But so, you know, we wanted to talk to people who do things that are going to make great photos, like the guy who operates BB-8 and R2-D2 remotely at like children's hospitals and special events, or the veterinarian behind the scenes at the Animal Kingdom who's, you know, looking at a rhinoceros's eyeball.
And who do you see wanting this book, or who do you see this being a perfect book for?
Well, I mean, clearly it's a book for Disney fans, but I think it's not just a book about getting a job at Disney. It's a book about following your dreams and about what you have to do to find the perfect job for you. And when you know what that perfect job is, what you have to do to go get it. So I think it goes beyond just Disney fans.
Now, one of the things that I noticed is that whatever preconceptions people may have about the kind of jobs that are available at Disney, you've not thought broad enough quite yet.
You know, there's an amazing number of jobs that no one would think of. There's the fellow who was a Navy veteran and a machinist, whose job is now to go to the Disneyland park about midnight every night and get in a scuba suit and go and check out all the machinery that's underwater in the water rides at Disneyland, make sure they're all ready to go for the next day.
Oh,
and he
wow.
does that every night.
Every night. Wow. Where can we get a sneak peek of this book?
Well, it's not just a book. It's also a series on the Disney Plus streaming service.
Oh, nice.
You want to see a lot of the cast members who were in the book are in a documentary also called One Day at Disney that's streaming Tuesday on Disney Plus. So if you've got Disney Plus, you can go and take a look at that. And of course, the book is widely available at bookstores.
Okay, and I'm guessing online at all the usual places too?
online in all the usual places.
Of course. Okay. Once again, the book is One Day at Disney. Meet the people who make the magic across the globe, where all of the pictures taken in one day, and it's absolutely a gorgeous book. If you are a Disney fan or you know someone who is, they're going to love being able to go through this, not only to appreciate all things that are Disney, but I am sure as Disney continues to do and has for decades and decades, inspire young people to pursue their dreams and become great individuals too. Bruce, congratulations on this book. Absolutely wonderfully made.
Thank you, thank you. And there's only one mention I can think of Small World, but it is in there.
Thanks a lot, Bruce. Bruce Steele joining us. The book, once again, One Day at Disney. Go get yourself a copy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.